Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
There is no good reason to stop believing for your healing. It's time for your miracle today. Kenneth Copeland and George Pearson's teach in Healing School how your youth can be renewed so you can fulfill God's plan and purpose in your life.
Jeremiah 30:17 in the Message translation, "As for you, I will come with healing, curing the incurable." The incurable. Hallelujah. Now, I looked up some examples about this, and I'll give you the scripture references for them. But the three examples that I had, the first one was Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. It said she suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all that she had, and she grew worse. People can become discouraged. They can become depressed over situations like this. Some will look for a way out of this world to be able to get rid of the pain, to have at least a moment of time without pain. And listen to what Jesus said to her. She said, "Your faith has made you whole." She activated her faith with the word that she was hearing, and she kept hearing this word and hearing this word and hearing this word. And I'm trying to picture when she heard it, because she was not supposed to be around the public, and that woman was hiding behind corners. She was hiding in places to be able to hear the word of Jesus. And she came to a point one day where she said, "Enough is enough." You have to come to that point where you say, "Enough is enough." And you have to be just like the Apostle Paul when that viper came up out of that fire. You've got to what? Shake off the beast. Shake off the beast. The second example that I found was John 9:1. This was a man, not a boy, not a child, not a baby, but a man, blind from birth. And it says that Jesus anointed the man's eyes with clay. In verse 7, he washed in the pool of Siloam and came seeing. The man was delivered. After I don't know how many years it might have been. But all of that time, that long continuance of blindness had afflicted him. I don't know how long blind Bartimaeus was. But maybe he was born blind. But the man had a bulldog faith, and he came right up to Jesus. I mean, his senses were so good that he walked right up to him. He could sense him. He was right there before him. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "I want my healing now." That's how it translates. I want my healing now. This guy has been sitting by the road begging. And he came to a place where he said, "Enough is enough. I want my healing now."
Amen.
And the man was healed.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 3, verse 1. The man who is lame at the gate. In verse 2, it says he was lame from his mother's womb. So he was lame. I've heard you say before, his legs were like noodles. He was paralyzed. He was living life from this level. Mm-hmm. He never stood up. I mean, kids are growing up around him, playing, having fun. And he's stuck at this height. And all of his life, he's stuck. And the only thing that he could do is sit by the gate and beg. I mean, his parents would bring him every day. Said they had a routine. People get into a routine. It's easy to fall into a routine. It's easy to fall into a routine of taking care of whatever that thing is. Well, what do you take for that? Well, I take this, I take that, I take the other. I take all of this. This is what I have to do every morning. And they become in a routine about it, this long continuance. And it says in verse 2, this man was lame from his mother's womb. We know how old he was. In chapter 422, the man was over 40 years old. But it said the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was demonstrated. Today, we are going to see miracles of healing demonstrated.
Hallelujah.
Right here, right now. Peter lifted him by the right hand, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Peter didn't seem to care that it was 40 years. Peter probably saw him because this man was well known. But it was 40 years, and the working of miracles kicked in, and Peter reached down, took him by the right hand, pulled him out of that place, and it said that the man walked and leaped and he praised God. I'll tell you, the working of miracles, what a gift from God. What a beautiful thing that is. I want to finish up with this. The Lord started talking to me about this. Not just the long continuation of disease, but the Lord was talking to me about age reversal. Age reversal. Now, a couple of scriptures here that I'm going to tell you something. I looked up Psalm 91:16. With a long life will he satisfy you. Satisfy with a long life. That means living a life that's completely and totally free of sickness and disease. Sickness is not designed by God to accompany the aging process of a believer. Stop believing that lie. Stop it. And I looked up Genesis 6:3, 120 years. We're all pressing into 120 strong, vibrant. I looked up Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. You need to be speaking that over yourself every day. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I looked up Numbers 14:1. Caleb was 85 years old when he said, I am as strong now as I was at age 40. Give me this mountain. That's the way we should be.
I'd like to inject in that right there. A few weeks ago, if you'd like to look with me in 2 Samuel, I was out. I do the biggest part of my studying and so forth outside if the weather will permit. And even when the weather's bad, I have where I can do that unless it's just terrible. And I was out there just praising God, and I've been spending hours and hours, actually months now, in this, just what you're talking about. These decisions begin to present themselves. They had started about the time I turned 70. I was 69 when we got the Citation 10, which, for those that don't know, it's the fastest civilian jet you can buy. And it's a handful, not to fly, but it's a handful to learn the thing. It's a 3-week initial course in. And the devil started in on me and said, you're going to be in there with a bunch of young kids and what are you going to do? And you old man, you ain't got no business doing that. And I went to the Lord and I said, well, what about it? He said, I told you before, I want you to do it. I said, I'll do it. Well, he started talking to me about my spiritual DNA. I mentioned it some Thursday night. that we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now he said, your physical body is attempting to follow your natural DNA of your parents. And on my mother's side, particularly, of whom I've taken after them more than I did my dad's side. And most of them, back all the way back that I can find out from my great grandparents and so forth, they got into their early 70s, mid 70s. They started winding down and dying. And my mother went at 77, and my grandfather at 74, and so forth and so on. And so I started having physical things happen. Now, first thing I want to tell you, Gloria and I, neither one are on any kind of prescription drugs. We have nothing like that. Yeah. Never have.
Yeah.
And this is my prescription. Yeah. Amen. Now, I wanted to take you. I've been dealing with this in the last several months. What direction are we going here? Because somebody said, are you going to retire? Yeah, when I get out of this body. Amen. No, I have a heart's desire, and the Lord directed me to Genesis 6:3, and he said, that's just as much my word as by my stripes you were healed. And so I took it, for the days of man shall be 120 years. Now, and I'm asking God for direction and so forth. And so, and I was just reading this chapter. I wasn't looking for this. I'm just reading through it. And when David and his men were in exile, Israel was split up, and he was in exile with his men for some time. The man, Barzillai, a very, very wealthy man, provided everything for David, everything for all of his men and their families. He took care of them. Now notice in verse 31, Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogelim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. The war is over. David is going back to Jerusalem as king. And so Barzillai is conducting him. He's going to go just across the Jordan with him, and he's going to bid him goodbye. And David loved this man. And I want you to notice something. Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old. He had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Maanim, and he was a very great man. And the king said to Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. This was his 80th birthday. My 80th birthday will be the first week of December. So I'm understanding this man, see? And he said, I'm 80 years old today. Can I discern between good and evil? He's having problems with dementia. He's had trouble with his thinking. He's making decisions. It's bothering him. Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? So he's failing, physically failing. Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my father and my mother. Now look at verse 39. And the people went over Jordan, and when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. So now whose decision was it? Barzillai's decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Now remember, Jesus said, if you receive a prophet because he's a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. David, anointed of God as prophet, psalmist, which is part of the prophet's ministry, and king. Now, the Lord pointed this out to me that day out there on my deck. I was reading this. He said, had he chosen to go with David and receive the blessing David offered him in the presence of that prophet, he said, David needed this man. He's a wise man.
Yes, he's
wise in money. He's a giving man. He's wise before God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, old man losing his mind. Well, now, wait a minute. Had he accepted that invitation from David and stayed with him, he said, I'll feed you, I'll take care of you, and just stayed with him, he had the prophet's reward coming for, and the blessing coming for what he sowed into the life of the king.
Yes, yes.
And the word of the Lord came to me out there. He said, I would have given him back everything physically that he was losing. I would have made him wealthier still, but he would have become an advisor to the king that the king needed. Amen.
Yeah.
But he said, I don't chastise him for it. No, he said, that was his choice. And he's at an age where if he wants to die, he can. There's no reason for him to. But unless he just wants to. And he wanted to. And he said, I'll bless him and take him on into paradise. And I'm sitting there looking at that. And man, I saw it. I stood up on my feet. I said, glory to God. Praise hallelujah. Now, for months and months, every time I'd pray about this, where's the ministry going? What are we going to do here? What thing do I need to be doing to increase my physical health and my physical strength here before God? And I would see myself come up to this river bank, and there was a bridge across it, and I could just see on the other side of the river over there, there's a lot of stuff going on over there, and I'm going to go on and on and on. And I'm sitting here on this side of the river looking at it thinking, I just wonder what all's over there. I mean, well, you know, it wasn't any big thing. I didn't even recognize it as the Lord showing me that. I just was there. And when I stood up, I saw it again. Now, Our home backs up against the lake there at Eagle Mountain Lake. And when I stood up, I'm sitting there, the lake shore is right there at the edge of my yard. And I could see it more plainly than I had ever. There's that bridge. I said, I see what I'm going to do. I'm going to Jerusalem with the king.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
I refuse to lay down. I refuse it. The Lord said, you have your choice. He said, Kenneth, you don't have to press for that 120 if you don't desire to. He said, I need you to, because there are anointings that I have for the body of Christ in the earth.
That's
from 90, 100, 110,
that's
120
it.
That I don't have available because I haven't been able to find anybody by faith that live that long. But he said, and he asked me to do that earlier. That's the reason I did it in the first place. But he said, I'm telling you right now, he said, if you decide you'd rather come on home and you don't want to press for it that hard, he said, well, just go on and going 91, 92. Now, I've always known I'd go to 92. But he said, you can go, and I'll bless you. And he said, I won't hold it and hold you accountable for it. I'll just bless you just like David kissed and blessed Barzillai. I said, no! No, I'm not doing that.
That's
I don't
right.
want you kissing and blessing
That's
me.
Right.
I'm going to Jerusalem.
Glory
to God. I'm going with
Glory
the king.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Man, it snapped me up out of that chair. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell all you old guys something. Now, come you on. Listening to me? I mean, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it together. We're going to go for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to come out. You're going to wipe that medicine cabinet out. Woo! Glory to God. And we're going to get so old preaching this gospel. We're going to get so old that old people call us old. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
One of the things that the devil tries to do as we get older is to minimize your influence and to minimize your part on earth. But as long as you're on this earth and you are breathing, you have purpose and there's a plan from God to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
Let's stand up together. Stand up right now. We've talked about people that have been experiencing things in their physical body for a long period of time. And I believe faith is in the room right now. Like I heard Oral Roberts preach from one of his late 1940s, miracle days are here again.
Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.